Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips. Like
it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his loss.
Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. It's not if your health fails, but when your health fails. And when it does, your spouse, your kids are the ones who are going to pay the biggest price in taking care of you. Not to mention the devastation it could rock on your financial life. If you or your parent is a veteran, or you're worried about how to cover these kind of costs, well, today we've got some great ideas for you because we're talking about long-term care. How do you protect your income before it's too late? All this and so much more, so stick around. Good morning. You hear the jingle. I am David Hollander. They call me the Sandman around here. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled tax, legal, financial questions each week right here. So how this came up is I got a phone call this past week from my buddy. Now, he was my roommate in high school. We boarded together, and he gave me a call the other day, and he said, hey, my mom is not doing so well. And my friend, well, I'm going to call him John, all right, because I don't want to embarrass him. Although he shouldn't be embarrassed, because this happens to everybody. It's happening to everybody. It even happened to me. Anyway, you see, my friend John, he's in his mid-50s. His mom is 84. She's a widow, but she's been in really good health till about 6 months ago. She was trying to help a friend out in the garage. You know, your neighbor comes over. Hey, can you help me out? Sure. So she went over into the garage. You can just visualize this, right? They get a chair from the kitchen, bring it out in the garage. She gets up on the chair to grab something for her friend, neighbor, who's not as agile as she is. And you know what happened? Yeah, she fell. She fell down and she fractured her right hip. And then what happens? Well, the ambulance comes. They pick you up, take you to the hospital, do a, in this case, pretty severe surgery. I don't know if you've ever been through this, but the hip surgery is, it's serious, particularly if you're in your 80s. And then the recovery now is a lot quicker than it used to be, so they're kicking you out of the hospital now sooner and say, get, you know, get up and walk, get going again. And she happens to live down in Palm Desert. Now, she is a fiercely independent woman. She likes to live alone. She wants to go do her own grocery shopping. She wants to yell at the gardener. She doesn't want my buddy John getting into her affairs. But my friend John, you see, he's got a crystal ball. And he's looking down about 1, 2, 5 years from now. And he knows this isn't going to get any easier. Well, why is that? Because his mom absolutely has no plan in place. Anyway, his mom wants to be independent, but she absolutely doesn't have a plan. And he's asking me, how can I keep working? Because he's got to go to work to earn a living and pay for his family and take care of his mom who lives down in Palm Desert, because see, he's up here in the Bay. At the same time, how do I do this? Because she's at home now in bed. So is this going to completely decimate all of her savings? Because now he knows what she's got. He's been down there, spent some time with her, figured out how much she's got in the bank. No, the house is paid off because that's what the dad wanted to do. She's got a car. She has savings, but he's doing the math right now. And practically he's wondering who's going to cook her meals now, because she can't cook anymore. She can't even see up to the pot. Who's going to bathe her? Who's going to help her go to the bathroom? Who's going to go get her groceries? Who's going to dress her in the morning? You get what I'm saying? So when he called me with this, You know, we're having a conversation and then we start talking about this. And in my mind, the movie starts running because I've seen thousands of these. Thousands. I've been doing this too long. Anyway, here's what I said to him. I said, you don't realize this because it's really not, in this case, your mom's health failing, because her mind is sharp. She's wicked smart. Like, this is a woman you don't want to get on the wrong side of, okay? Because she's that smart. Like, she will figure out the way to take you down. And you leave there with, you know that feeling? Like, I lost that one. Every time. But in this case, her body has failed her. And her husband's not around. And my buddy's brother and sister don't want, you know, they're back in the East Coast. And they're certainly not going to fly out here and help mom out. So my buddy John is left in California. Yeah, he's 500 miles away, but he's holding the bag. And now he's worried about these bills that are coming in because he had to hire a caregiver to come in and look after her and report to him every day. So, you know, he's talking to the caregiver and he's talking to his mom, and he's now spending hours that he didn't have to deal with this stuff. And it wasn't as simple as just buying a long-term care insurance policy. So there's some strategies that he's going to use, because I talked to him about this. And there's some strategies that you could use, because you and I are going to have a conversation today about this. And we're going to figure out how to help John and his mom out. All right, now let's get started. Yep, the market had a good week, not so much. The Dow Jones was flat. The S&P off 3%. NASDAQ down 5.5% for the week. That was a big drop. The international index off 1.8%. 10-year treasury pretty much flat at 4.62, but we did see a little bit of a rise there. So if you're out buying bonds right now, there's some good bonds out there, 10 to 20 years. I bought a bunch yesterday. Oil was down 4.1% for the week, still hovering at $82 because of what's going on in the Middle East. And bonds sitting around 95.38 year-to-date off 3%. What happened this week? Briefly, the interest rate went up. Why? Because the Fed's not going to lower rates. I'm going to say it this morning. Like, you know what? We've been saying, the market's been saying, they're going to have 3 to 4 lowering this year. I don't see it. In fact, I'm going to make a bold prediction this morning. May 1st. Get ready for May 1st. It's only a few days away, right? But it's coming. And I think the tide is going to change, meaning that I say one lowering maybe when? After the election. I'm saying it now. We'll see if I'm right. So the market didn't like that, and the market's pulled back. And when you have a rally, which we've had of 25%, yeah, 25% in the S&P, to have the S&P pull back 3% this week when the rates are not likely to lower, that's why that happened. The ones that got hurt the most were the ones that are most interest rate sensitive. All that tech stuff, Russell's 2000 small caps, down 8.7%. The Magnificent Seven, not so magnificent anymore, right? Down 8.4%. So that's what happens. And the duration and how much longer this Middle East stuff goes on. I mean, I know you heard the news about Israel and striking back and all that. I'm not getting into that. But I'm just saying that that's what's keeping oil higher. That's what's keeping the uncertainty longer, because we don't know what's going to happen over there. And now that Congress is going to throw some money, it looks like, at Ukraine. Well, how much longer is that going to go on? So there's just things happening. But keep in mind that the average S&P return in a non-recessionary year has been about 9.7% return. And you got the average pullback, meaning the down, of 12.8%. And this is the averages from 1930 to 2023. So that's a pretty long period of time. And so year-to-date right now, we're up 4.1 on the S&P. So we could see another 5 up or another 12 down. That's sort of the range that I'm seeing right now. So if that bothers you, call your financial advisor. And if they don't answer your call, call me, 866-PROTECT. Now, we're going to talk about John, because my buddy John has to take care of his mom, and he doesn't know what to do. Like, he is literally not knowing what to do right now. She's sitting there in bed. We got a few months of care going on here, and we don't know what to do. So this morning, I'm going to go through 5 ways that John can help his mom. And I'll tell you, if I were you, maybe you have your investment portfolio set up, maybe you have your income plan set up. Great, good for you. But imagine you're John's mom and something happens to you and that income will not take care of your expenses and your living and all that, plus now a caregiver. So if you don't have a plan or any sort of idea how you're going to cover that, well, today's show's for you. When we come back, that's what we're going to talk about. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me, the Sandman. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening this morning to Protect Your Assets. People around here, they call me the Sandman. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled tax, legal, and financial questions each week. And that's because I'm an attorney and I've been running a tax and financial firm for over 30 years. So if you're just joining us, earlier I was talking about my roommate. So my roommate gave me a call last week. His name is John. You see, his mom, who's 84 and fiercely independent and healthy, could drive, shop, all that kind of stuff, wicked smart. She was helping a neighbor out and she fell and broke her hip. And now he's worried about how this is going to get paid for, because she's been needing care in her home now for a couple months. You see, his dad had passed away years ago. And the bills are stacking up. It's getting expensive. Now, they had a plan as far as retirement went. Her income was fine. Her house was paid off. She had the Social Security coming in. She had a pension. She had a 401k and some savings. Everything was great. But now this happened, and it's getting very expensive. So John immediately picked up the phone, called me, and just said, help. I need some help. So this morning, we're going to talk about 5 ways that John can access benefits to help pay for this care now that's getting expensive. In fact, we'll go through that today, what it looks like right now here in 2024 with inflation and low staff out there. The medical profession's getting decimated just because there's not a lot of people who want to do it anymore. You can't blame them. And there we are. All right, well, let's get into it. So John's dad happened to be a veteran. And so the first way that John can help his mom here, and this is tax-free, by the way. We love tax-free income, don't we? That's basically free income. So do you like free income? Of course you do. So if your parent was a veteran, then your parent or your parent's spouse, in this case, John's mom, is entitled to a benefit. And in this case, we're talking thousands of dollars. So more about the story is my friend John lives up here in the Bay Area, and his mom lives down in Palm Desert. That's far. And so now this is a daily routine. The caregiver comes each day, make sure that she has her meals prepped, make sure that she has her clothes laid out and can get into her clothes, because it's tough for her to balance and put on her I won't get into the specific, but you know what I mean. Just think about it. As you get dressed in the morning, a lot of stuff we take for granted. And then, again, her mind is there, so she's really good. She's just having a problem moving around. So John has this caregiver there now every day. 24? Not quite 24. Maybe he was saying, usually when she's up in the morning and then at night she's okay right now, but he's looking down the future and he's saying this could get worse because she's not really getting much better. So I gave John a list. I'm going to give it to you now about when you hire a caregiver, what are some of the things you want to ask about? Because you're going to have to interview this person or this agency from miles away, and you want to make sure that they're legitimate, right? Before you just send someone to your mom's house. I would recommend you do it in person if you can. That's what he did. He went down there and he interviewed these people using this question I'm about to give you, and he asked these questions, and then from his gut and from the check that he did, he figured out who he was going to go with. So first thing you want to do is you want to ask, are you licensed and bonded? Well, why do you care about that? Well, here's why. You're going to send a stranger into your parents' house. Is there anything in your parents' house that you might be worried about? Like your dad's Rolex watch? Mm-hmm. Or some cash that, you know, she keeps under a can somewhere? Or, right? I mean, this stuff exists. Everybody does this kind of stuff. So that's what I'm talking about. If they're licensed and bonded, and you know, let's say he's got that Mariner. You know the one I'm talking about. The blackface. Pretty cool. It's worth a lot of money right now. It's gone. Well, guess what? The bonded agency pays you back. Experience. What's your experience? Just ask the question. What's your experience dealing with people that have a broken hip? Tell me about that. How many of you worked with? How many years you've been doing this? What are some of the things I need to know? Make sure they have answers. If they don't, see you. Have a nice day. If you're not able to show up next week because your car breaks down, is there staff to fill in the gaps so my mom's not sitting there in bed with wet sheets? This is graphic, but it's real. And this happens. Are they friendly? Are they nice? Are they going to be nice to your mom? I'm not kidding. I mean, these people are going to show up, and the last thing you want is your mom to be scared or be mistreated or abused. I had one who brought a pit bull over to the house. Imagine that. And the person hated dogs, like was scared to death of dogs, and now there's this dog running around. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. Huh? Am I getting out of bed? Nope. God. Anyway, question. Is there a licensed nurse or social worker on your staff who's available for me if I have some questions? How will you provide communication to me when I'm working each day on what's going on? Who's at my mom's house? How long are they there? How's my mom doing? Do you text? Do you email me? Will you call me? Right? These are all practical things that we all take for granted, but this is what you need to know. So I hope you're writing this down. What are the costs? Now, I know you want to know this because this is the big one, right? What's the cost right now? I'm going to give you a website to go check out. Go to genworth.com. This can be specific per state. Now, in California right now, this was updated. I just checked it. This is their website. The typical California resident pays, get ready, this is just for care, $6,864 per month for home care. John knows this specifically. In fact, he's paying a little more than that right now, but it's close. And this is extra on top of everything else. So think about that for a minute. You're sitting there with the checks coming in each month. You got some savings. Things are going fine. The house is paid off, right? Everything's fine. You fall, break your hip. Now you're going to be in bed. You're going to be disabled for maybe a couple years in this case, because she's 84. Remember that. She doesn't recuperate as fast as they'd like her to. And her mind's sharp. So she can do the math and she can see, and she's getting nervous that at $8,000 a month right now, and that's right now, she's going to need more if she gets worse. She doesn't get better physically and get out of bed and start using things and getting some of that muscle back. She's going to go the other way. And that can go for a while, years. And that means more money. And that means that $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 accounts you've got laying around, that could go away. And then what? Okay, we're real? Yep. Protect Your Assets. It's the name of the show. Okay, so my buddy's looking right now at this. This is according to Genworth. 24-hour care in the home right now, 30 days a month. Guess how much? $12,000. Wrong. That was a couple years ago. $14,000 a month in California. This is real right now. $14,000 a month. What other options do you have? Now, this is not John, but if you're thinking about this for your folks, what else do you have out there? If you can't afford that, you have adult day health care. So that's like you're near your mom. You go pick her up. You bring her to health, to adult daycare. You drop her off. They come pick her up in a wheelchair. They bring her into the facility. They take care of her. And after school, you go pick her up and bring her home, right? That's the other alternative here. $1,842 a month. Much better. That's what it costs here, according to this survey. Assisted living facilities like the Redwoods over there in Marin. Nice one. $6,250 a month. What about a nursing home? We're going to talk a lot about that today, because what is a nursing home? Why do you go to a nursing home? What does that cost? Why would you even think about that? Do you want to be in one of those? $13,231 a month. When I started this, I talked about the fact that John's dad was a veteran. Write this phone number down. 800-827-1000. Website, www.vaforveteransaffairs.gov. There are benefits available for you right now through the VA if, and this isn't John's mom's case, we're going to go get some of this money because he's eligible. You might be too. Your parent might be too. This could be a couple $1,000s a month free. Yeah, tax-free. And if you don't get it, you know what they're going to spend it on. If you don't like it, pick up this phone. 866-PROTECT. I'll send you my brochure about this subject. Call now and get it. Stop waiting around. 866-776-8328. Find out how you can get free money from the government to help pay for care in your home. 866-PROTECT. Talk to Phil, Agent, or Lucas back there. 866-PROTECT. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say if you're denied long-term care, you'll never be able to get it. Is that really true? Well, I got four more to go to teach you about how to pay for this. Find out what that is and how you do it if you've been denied. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with me, David Hollander. I am the Sandman. I'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. Why do people call me the Sandman? Well, that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled tax, legal, and financial questions each week. And that's because I'm an attorney, run a tax and financial firm, and been doing it for over 30 years. And this morning, we're talking about how all those come together. Because my friend John called me last week and said his mom, who's 84, fell and broke her hip. Now she's stuck in bed down in Palm Desert. And his brothers and sisters don't want anything to do with it. So now he's dealing with it, and it's expensive. And he's wondering how he's going to protect the savings that she's got left because it's starting to go fast. Her income's just not covering her living expenses. Plus now this additional burden that's come on. And this is a big threat to your retirement if you haven't thought about it. Your health. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show. It's our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All right, so here's one they say. In fact, I've heard this a lot, and you may think it too. They say that if you're denied, so you apply for long-term care, you're trying to take care of this problem, and you apply, and they deny you. They say, no, can't get it. Are you done? Can you get it later? Is there any other options for you? Is that true? No, it's not. It's actually wrong. So what do you mean? Well, there is a type. So now I'm switching to the second way to pay for care. We're talking about long-term care insurance. You can get long-term care insurance through an annuity. Your health doesn't matter at all when it comes to buying an annuity. So here's how this could work. Let's say you're planning your retirement income, and as part of that income, you would like to create a guaranteed income stream for as long as you live that you can never outlive. Well, that's called an annuity. It's a type of an annuity. When you get a pension, that's an annuity. So let's say it's throwing out $5,000 a month of income to you. Maybe your pension's doing that. And then let's say 10 years down the road, you slip and fall and break your hip and now you're in bed. Well, this company will now double that monthly benefit to $10,000 a month. So you have an extra $5,000 you can use to pay for some, not all in this case, for my friend's mom. But hey, it's another $5,000 a month that they didn't have before, and it will pay for as long as she needs it. All right, so we've covered the veterans. We've covered long-term care insurance. What other options are out there? Let's talk about Medicare. Medicare is a great program, but it doesn't cover care you might need for assistance, or in this case, my friend John's mom, supervision when you're unable to do some of the basics of daily living, they call it. What are the basics of daily living? What are the things we do every day and we take for granted? Getting out of bed, that's called transferring. Bathing ourselves. Dressing. Yeah, put on your pants if you don't have balance or the ability to stand. Try that. Eating, so being able to get up and cook for yourself. How about going to the bathroom? They have this thing called continence. That's part of activities of daily living. What about getting to the bathroom, the toilet? Those are all activities of daily living. If you can't perform those, then you may need care, assistance. What about this? You also might need help because of, this is the scary one, the severe cognitive impairment, like what? Alzheimer's, dementia, or other brain disorders. These are so common these days. Why? Because people are living longer. And go look at the statistics based on your diet, based on what you're doing. If you live longer, good for you. So imagine if physically you're in great shape, but your mind's not, and you do some silly things you would never normally do, like give all your money away to some person in Puerto Rico because he's your new boyfriend, right? This happens all the time. And the problem with Medicare, if you're in this situation, you need help, you need money, or even your supplemental insurance like Blue Cross, is very little. They don't give you any money. It's very little coverage. So that's the way it goes. What are some of the statistics? 40% of people like John's mom here who have broken hips need lifetime care. 20% of those never leave the hospital after the injury. These are the statistics. So besides annuities, if you have a life insurance policy, you might have a benefit there. You might want to look at that. The veterans or Medicare. Now, I just gave you three. what else is available, because they were talking about five ways to pay for care. The fourth way that most people deal with this, like John is right now, is paying for it out of your savings. Now, in John's case, I recommended that he use the 401k or the IRA first. Why? Well, because it's all taxable. So when that money comes out of those accounts, it's all ordinary income. He's getting a 1099 at the end of this year, for sure. On that $70,000 or $80,000 he's going to pull out of that account. But now he's got a medical deduction because she needs this care. She didn't have that last year. So now that we've got a deduction, we can offset a lot of that income. Does that make sense? So that's another way to pay for it. But we've done the math. It's not going to last forever. And she's looking at a while here because she's super smart. Now, I talked about long-term care insurance. These are things you need to know as you look at these sort of things for long-term care. Home health care. If you get long-term care insurance, will it pay for care in your home? Ask the question. Make sure it's in writing. Do you want to go to the facility over there in Marin, the Redwoods? Real nice. That's called assisted living care. Will the policy pay for that? What about if you don't use it and you die? Will it give you your money back? It's called return of premium. Those exist. Is there a COLA, cost of living adjustment? If you don't need it for 10 years, will that $5,000 a month now be like $8,000 a month? Because we know the cost of care goes up a lot. This stuff goes up more, by the way, than inflation each year. Why is that? Because we've got a problem in this country with healthcare. More people are falling out of the system than joining the system right now. Have you tried to go see your doctor? Yeah, I called my doctor's office the other day, so I need to get in. Oh, that'll be July 15th. What? It's April. I need this dealt with like next week. Oh, no, sorry. He can't see you. The first opening I got is July 15th. What? You know what I'm talking about. I know this can all be very confusing because there's a lot of things you need to be on top of when it comes to this subject. And if retirement is important to you, it only happens when you have a plan to get you safely through it. So right now with this environment we talked about politically, we got inflation, we got volatility now back in the stock market, we got interest rates higher for longer. We don't know what next year is going to look like, do we? Let alone next 6 months. Don't just sit around and wait. Get in front of this now. Don't be like John and his mom here. They called me, but after the fact. Set up a 15-minute strategy session right now to find out how to protect yourself from this happening to you. Don't be a victim. 866-PROTECT. Call the number now. Get my free guide. 866-776-8328 that walks you through what I'm talking about this morning. 866-PROTECT. It's time for a quick break, but keep it tuned right here because when we come back, I shared the best for last. There's one other way to save up to $10,000 a month. This is a brand new update for 2024. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Sandman. I'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. All right, before the break, we were talking about my friend John. Now, you see, my friend John, he and I were roommates, and his mom is 84. And she was very physically active. Like, you would not know she was in her 80s. If you saw her, you would probably think, before all this happened, maybe 70. Because that's, you know what I mean. You've seen these types of people, right? Today, though, she is still, her mind is all there. She's 100% sharp, knows what's going on, very directive, right? My friend John is just sort of tiptoeing around this. But bottom line is, physically, she can't take care of herself. She can't bathe herself. She can't dress herself. She can't cook for herself anymore. She can't get out of bed by herself. Why? Well, because she tried to help out a neighbor next door, fell and broke her hip. So he and I started going through the five ways that he could pay these big bills he's starting to get, $6,800 a month, and he's looking at the future and what she's going to need. And as I said, the statistic right now is $14,000 a month in California. So he's doing the math and he's trying to figure out how to take care of this. And so I gave him, like I'm giving you this morning, five ways to pay for this kind of thing. Because, hey, your income's there, your assets are there, everything's great until your health fails. And then what? Financially, it's devastating, but also, how do you deal with this? Now, turning back to our topic today, if you take care of yourself and you plan on living a long time in retirement, the issue of healthcare should be on your mind. And these costs rise faster than inflation, and that's because there's a shortage of practitioners out there. If you tried to get an appointment lately, you know what I'm talking about. The cost of care has risen much more than inflation, and it continues to do so. And so this morning we've been covering the five ways to pay for care. Now, if you missed it, podcast went into it and we'll go into it. But just to highlight it quickly, pay for it yourself, which is what my friend John's doing right now, and he's freaking out. Second way, which could be, again, some free money for you. It's not going to cover anywhere near all of it, but some of it, VA, Veterans Affairs, long-term care insurance, Medicare. And now the final one, which is new again this year, there's been an update, Medicaid here in California. It's called Medi-Cal. Now, January 1st of this year, assets like your bank account, cash, a car, even a second car, your home, will no longer be counted when determining Medi-Cal eligibility. Whoa! That's huge, folks! Why does that, what does that matter? It's like having long-term care insurance without having to pay the expensive premium or needing to pass a physical exam. Furthermore, you don't lose your Medicare by qualifying for Medi-Cal. That means you get to keep your doctors, possibly. So am I saying you don't have to buy long-term care insurance? No, I'm not saying that. Behind the scenes, the government knows that it can't afford to pay the high cost of long-term care forever. So you should expect a shift of the financial burden from the public sector to the private sector. In the not-so-distant future, Medi-Cal, I think, will not pay for this type of care anymore. Workers will be required to buy long-term care insurance. There's one state right now, Washington, which is on this pilot program. And the way I understand it, if you don't buy long-term care insurance on your own, you'll get state-sponsored long-term care. That's not very good. And they'll deduct the premium from your paycheck, just like Social Security. Today, right now, however, there's Medi-Cal. And in order to qualify for Medi-Cal, you should call us. Because the difference in this case, for example, if the cost of care is $12,000 a month, and let's say John's mom makes $2,035 per month in Social Security, she gets to keep $35 a month, and instead of paying $12,000, she pays $2,000. Do the math. That's a $10,000 a month savings. Want to find out how to do that? Of course you do. Pick up the phone right now and call us. 866-PROTECT. Do what John did. Pick up the phone. Call the Sandman. That's me. I protect your assets. 866-PROTECT to find out how to do this now, particularly if you're in this situation today. 866-PROTECT. Protect. I'd like to give a big thanks to the team for putting together a great show. Executive producer, network manager, Kevin Renfer. And of course, all my fabulous producers back there doing the mixing and all the stuff you hear. Answering the phone. Raph, Phil, Adrian. Thanks, guys, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.